Hello, and welcome to the Marketing and Engagement Podcast brought to you by 2355 Productions. This podcast is all about exploring different tactics for marketing, but also strategies and techniques to create lasting engagement with donors and customers. I'm your host, Ryan Sarver, and this is episode 10. Welcome to the end of 2020 and the beginning of 2021, the year that we hopefully get back to life as we knew it. A lot has happened for us as a business, both good and bad, and chances are the same has been true for you as well. With that in mind, Lauren and I take a look back at some of the projects we've worked on this year and talk about how our clients have been working to press ahead in spite of the pandemic. So while 2020 is behind us, or will be in a couple hours, these are ways to keep working into 2021. Here we go. All right. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. This is Ryan, and then I'm also here with
Lauren, hi.
Lauren, hi. You wanted me to say your name, didn't you?
Well, you usually do.
It's the end of a year. Things are happening. Anyway, so we're sitting here. I'm currently, this is my 2020 mood. We were just talking about this. I'm wearing a sweatshirt that I got lunch on, and I'm just going to roll with it. It's egg yolk. It was delicious.
I'm wearing
pajamas.
Lounge clothes, a lounge set.
Yes.
My mom and dad gave these to me for Christmas and said they were work clothes.
So we're coming at you hot.
Everyone's working from home right now. Not everyone. Many people.
We're coming at you hot at the end of 2020. Yeah. We're just letting it happen. So as mentioned in the introduction, we are going to talk a little bit about what happened this year for us and what videos were happening. Now, before you say like, Ryan, I don't care. You're right. You shouldn't. But we're going to talk about how people have used video and why it could be good for you. Like, it gives you some ideas. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. This isn't just about what we've done. This is about great ideas, things that we've seen that have worked well for clients that we have. So it's going to be a benefit. It's not just a review of the work we've done for the year.
It's not just a look at us, Dog and Pony Show, with our food stained shirts. And pajamas.
I don't have any food stains on my shirt.
All right.
Just clarifying.
I'm the one in a hooded sweatshirt that has yellow yolk stains on it right now. So, profesh.
Yep.
All right. So, Lauren, what have you got for us?
Okay. So, we have kind of talked about what we've done this year, what we have seen our clients do, the successes that they've had, and boiled it down to a few types of videos that we've seen people using to solve some of the problems that they have. Some of the issues are COVID related. Some of them are just normal for any year, any climate. So one thing I think we could go ahead and get started with is we have a client that has been working with us, doing some planning sessions with us over this past year for a video marketing strategy that they're going to be using for 2021.
Yes. And you know, one of the things that we talked about in preparation for this was, you know, we've been doing some strategy with them, not just, they called us and said, hey, we want to do some videos in the new year. And we're like, okay. And then we're like, we have to get together and really talk this through. They had no idea about strategy and what they're doing. And so what started originally, I believe if I'm correct, it was just one big video they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And they hadn't done a whole lot of video stuff in the past, but they're like, oh, we, you know, this is an anniversary year for us. We want to have a big video. And then we started sitting down and talking about like, well, what do you want to accomplish with this? Because that's more important than just what it looks like at the end. Like, what are you hoping to accomplish? And through that strategy session, it became pretty clear that, yeah, we want to celebrate where we've been and how we've grown as a company. But more importantly, we want to have marketing. Like, we want to make sure that we spend our money, that it's not just a hoorah rah for us, but it's also to see how our legacy impacts our clients and why our clients and new clients should potentially trust us. So that's one of the things that we've been working on this year, is really helping develop a strategy for this client to go, this is what 2021 looks like. You've had great success, but how can you increase your marketing? Because they really haven't done, besides just having a website and some basic Facebook things, haven't done a whole lot of digital marketing or reaching out in any way. They've grown a lot by word of mouth. And so they wanted to kind of extend their reach to be something more.
Yeah. And it's been really good as well from a branding perspective for them to kind of go through what are some messaging that you definitely want to be getting out to your clients and also just to use around the company in general for their employees? Just some of those phrases and particular messaging and things that are important to them becoming a spoken norm. Sometimes I think there are things that often go unspoken as far as values or a value add to clients that companies have. And so putting those into words and phrases that are going to be regularly used has been, I think a really beneficial thing for them. And it's also going to be great for us to have that in mind going forward, helping them to create these videos in the new year.
Yeah, it's a two-prong approach. It's marketing, but they have employees all across the state, and they are rarely all, well, they're doing different roles, but trying to make sure that they're all on the same page, but who they are as a company, what the expectations are for them, and where they are going forward. So that's what we're doing with them. So that's something to think about as you're looking into the next year. It's not just, hey, we need to do marketing, but how do we do marketing and what's our end product going to be? What are we really trying to accomplish? Because I think sometimes, as we've talked about in the past, it's easy to go, oh, I need this marketing, or it's like saying I need a brochure or I need a website. Well, what do you want the website to do? Is it to sell for you? Is it just to get information out there for you? Same thing goes for video. Knowing what your end product is going to help, and figuring out how do I best get that out there? Because especially if you're just doing one video, once you've released the video, it's just out there. And so you've got to figure out ways to keep renewing it. And so maybe as we did with them, instead of saying like, hey, instead of spending all of your marketing money right now on this one giant video, how about we split it up so you get some longevity out of it and you can keep things fresh and engage more people during different times of the year.
And that's, I think, another takeaway from this is the value of sort of creating a strategy that you can use throughout the year rather than just going video by video or project by project. It's a more comprehensive approach that if you can sit down ahead of time and allocate some of your time toward looking ahead and saying, what does this whole calendar year look like? Rather than, hey, we've got a need for a project, let's just get this project done. And it doesn't have to be rigid. Of course, things can change as things change within the company and the needs of clients change and things like that. But there's definitely a huge benefit to that if you can sit down and really think about a year in its entirety.
Yeah, and they have a better view of how they want to engage their clients throughout the year instead of, again, just that one-off. Kind of going, how do we use our money, spread it out over the year, and make some more pieces to keep people engaged with us?
We have a few clients who have been replacing some in-person interactions with videos. So whether that be something that's just purely informational or something that's a little bit more targeted marketing-wise about a particular aspect of their organization, a lot of their in-person interactions were just completely and totally replaced by video this year.
Again, things that were happening in person that just weren't feasible. Even if someone could travel and it was relatively close, they didn't want them traveling at all. So it was replacing with those virtual things. And so some of those videos were just informational about who they were as an organization. Because again, it's hard to replace person-to-person interaction with video. It just is. Like, it doesn't matter how good your video is. You know, there's no give and take. It's one-way communication. You know, the video is telling someone something. There's not typically, unless it's a live stream or, you know, a live chat where there's interaction back and forth. But if you're just creating a video, they're trying to give them as much information as possible that would then eventually feed into a live, like a Zoom call or something like that. But these videos were simply to make those general introductions to spark the questions that they might have after watching these videos. And so we created quite a few of these videos to help give prospective clients a good idea of who this organization is, what they do, and whether they would be a good fit. And this organization, you know, this is really interesting. This, as far as what the pandemic has done, these videos have been something they're like, yeah, we need to do this. Yeah, we need to do this. Yeah, we need to do this. They've been saying that for the past 8 years. Probably as long as we've talked to them. We've done other projects with them, but they're like, yeah, we need to do these things. We need to get the website up and going. And then, you know, pandemic hits and it's, oh, we should have done this. I think for them, they're seeing the growing need for this. Even post pandemic, that it's there is great strength in providing this information on the front side to help people get interested in what they do.
Yeah, I agree. And one interesting thing about this is all these videos were sort of created as part of a package for somebody to view to be able to get a feel for this organization, even culturally, what it's like and the kind of work that's being done there. And so, yeah, some of it was a little bit more like an FAQ page, you know what I mean? But some of it then also was a little bit more involved. And so I think it's really interesting to be able to look at those questions that maybe you are able to address in person or questions you're hearing really frequently, things that people really need to know. And can you take and develop a video strategy around that that's easy for people to get access to, that answers their questions and just gives them a little bit more of a feel for who you are and what kind of involvement they might want to have with you in the future. Okay. Next. So the next thing I think we should talk about, because you can't talk about the pandemic and not talk about this live stream.
The live stream.
2020 live stream.
2020, the year of the live stream, the year that all the dreams went away. Yeah, so live stream has come on strong.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. Well, it's not that bad. I mean, it is bad. 2020 has been bad. But live stream has come on heavy here, and both good and bad. So we've done a couple live streams. They are uniquely fun and terrifying all at the same time. As we've experienced, there's nothing quite like being told 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and the camera is live on you, and there's no one there to respond to you. I think there's been good and bad that's come out of it. I think the good thing is, and as we've talked with some folks that we've worked with, what they have liked about it is that it has opened audiences to them that have never been opened up to them before. By that, I mean, you know, they've had people for here in Indiana, they've had people all across the country tune in to what they're doing. Now, these people would never have typically come to their annual event or anything like that and would have had no connection to it. But because it was live streamed, they were able to participate. And I'm giving air quotes right now in participate. I don't know how much participation there is in a live stream, but they've been able to experience some of the things at the same time. And what we've heard is when we go back to live, which we will go back to live events again, is that we're still going to figure out a way to live stream this event. It'll be a lot easier for everybody once it's a live event because there'll be people there to interact with, and speakers will have a lot easier time because they're speaking to real people and not just a camera lens. But that in that live stream, people have a chance to participate that just wouldn't. And it's opening doors, we've heard from some, like in philanthropy, people that have given, that have participated in a live stream that had not given before. It's a very interesting thing. So we've done some live streaming, and I don't think live streaming is going away anytime soon. It's a thing, it's here, and it's staying. And so I think as we go into 2021, yes, there's a vaccine that's out, and yes, there's potential, hopefully, and you know, it depends on who you listen to. Maybe September, there'll be enough people that have the vaccine and it hasn't mutated and we're all back to normal. But whatever it happens, that there's still going to be the desire for live stream. And while we all hate digital right now, I think our hearts will be softened at some point to go, this is providing some opportunities we didn't have before. And also, I think we've talked to some like, man, when we have a big fancy dinner, not everybody wants to come to a big fancy dinner, and some people just don't want to go to those kinds of, you know, they don't want to pay for it and they don't want to come to it, but they still might be able to give. You know, they may not be your high dollar givers, but they still want to give and have some connection to you. And so it opens some doors.
Thank goodness this year that we do have technologies and things in place that we were able to do live stream and keep people connected and keep things moving. But going forward for 2021 and beyond, making sure live stream technologies are a part of our in-person meetings or events or something to enable people to still remain connected in that way when they're not able to be there in person for whatever reason.
Yeah. And I think the live stream has actually done something really good, because I think it's easy when you have an event at a really nice place to think like, man, I'm going to dazzle people with this place. And sometimes the content isn't as good as it should be. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think, and we touched on some of these things in our previous episode when we talked with Adam Reif from Marquee's, and they produce a lot of live events and now also virtual events as well. And when you have virtual events, there's just not as much of a distraction like there is at a live event. So yeah, the venue, the food, music, you know, other people you can visit with, whatever is possible for a live event, you do not have that distraction in virtual. So virtual, yes, I think you do have to be more targeted, more content heavy, even more intentional about your presentation. So I think that you may see some good come from that in live events, just with people having had to be so maybe more targeted in what their presentation is like.
Yeah. With virtual. The story and the arc of your presentation is much more important than it's ever been than just, I mean, not that people have been lackadaisical about it, but there is the dynamic of the location and the event is not there. So.
Absolutely. All right. So another type of video that we have done this past year, and this is something that we have done for a few clients annually, and it's for a live event that they have every year, but it's for awards or grants. And typically we would do a video for each award recipient or grant recipient to be shown at the live event. And of course they didn't have any events this year. So we did still do the videos and we did them a little bit differently. It was presented in a little bit of a different format. Do you want to talk about that?
So, again, we produce a lot of videos for annual events. You know, again, typically they're the big events with the nice food and dressed up and so forth. But this year, of course, no one was doing that. And so, but the events, they still wanted to honor people and honor, you know, it's the way of, we just got to keep going. These organizations saying we got to continue with the work that we're doing and press on. And so typically this one that we're talking about here, they usually had an after hours with some cocktails and an event. This year, it was all digital. It was in an email. They usually had like four individual videos. This was just one longer video highlighting these different people and their accomplishments throughout the year. You know, I think that's the thing, is it's easy even at this point to say like, oh, this is an award thing. We didn't really have to do this. We didn't really have to honor these people, or we could just push it off for another year. But I think there's value and then just keep pressing ahead.
One thing to note is that generally, you know, you can't gather everyone, but this helps to keep people connected, keeps your mission moving forward, keeps the work that's being done at the forefront rather than just focusing on, you know, what we can't do this year, but still there are accomplishments and work being done that can be celebrated.
Yeah, the response has still been good. You know, the recipients were very thankful that they got to participate in something like that, and the response to the final video has been good. Celebrating these people was a value to this organization. Mm-hmm. You know, not letting some of those values of your organization, not that you're letting them wither or you're diminishing them, but, you know, it's finding ways to continue on celebrating the values of your organization despite the circumstances has been big for this group.
Yep. Okay, so next, talking about donor engagement.
Yes. Hey. Go ahead, you go.
So we've talked before and with some of our guests as well about how vital it's been to appreciate and engage your donors during this time and always, really. But we work with a client who I think really, really excels at this. I mean, just seriously, yes. They do. They have their donors in mind all the time with their communications. And it's not always, you know, about asking for money, but it's about keeping them informed and letting them know they're appreciated. And they have an event that happens annually that they weren't able to do this year.
And we usually make several videos for it, but they're much more serious. They're not not like serious videos, but just like,
well, they're videos that are showing them basically what their gifts have allowed this organization to be able to do, the work they've been able to do because of their gifts. And so this year they sent out an announcement basically saying, you know, we're not doing this event, but it is going to hopefully come around next year. And they also sent out an extra video with that, which was actually a musical video.
We can talk about it.
Really well done and really fun, a good creative idea, and definitely something that as a donor you would see and just feel really good.
Yeah, so they took some of the recipients of the philanthropy and made this music video of sorts saying thank you. And the song was all about saying thank you, and it was quirky. Is that a good word to describe it?
I think so.
Quirky.
And it was really fun.
It was really fun. It was lighthearted. Just saying thank you to their donors. You know, there was no ask for money. It was thank you for what you've done. Thank you for being here. Thank you for what you've helped us accomplish. Just thank you. And from what I gather, you know, again, I'm hearing the secondhand is like, it was a great response to it. Like, people loved it. It was definitely outside of what they had done in the past. They'd done some fun things, but it was a way for them to, you know, again, not just say thank you. They wanted to do something. That was the point, was to say thank you, but they wanted to do it in a way that stood out. Yeah, I think just made people feel a little special that everybody was stepping outside of their comfort zones to make it happen. But it turned into a really fun and engaging piece for them.
And I think this year we have seen, to kind of compensate for the fact that we've lost so many in-person communications, you've seen people, I think, be more intentional about communicating with their donors or with their client base. And that's something that I think we should try not to lose as we get back to normal. I think there's tons and tons of value in that. And so whether it be something that's just saying thank you and fun and lighthearted, or a more serious video or communication really showcasing, you know, what their dollars have done and keeping them in the loop on that, I think there's tons and tons of benefit to that. Okay, so another kind of video that we've had some clients do this year and every year, this is really probably our favorite kind of video to do, but it is what we would just call a story video. And I think maybe the most impactful.
Yes. It's
one of the most impactful.
One of the most impactful.
Depending on what your goal is, but it's really diving into a story of how what you do is impacting someone.
Absolutely. We had a chance to do this with the Wesleyan Church this year, and it was probably one of our favorite videos of the year, is we got to tell the story of a guy who got COVID and the outcome was very grim, was not doing very well at all.
The outlook was grim. The outcome was good because he made a complete recovery.
Don't have me write your book, folks. Yes, you were correct. The outlook was not good, and he made I think it's pretty considered like a miraculous recovery. And so it was a really incredible story. He's a father of 11.
Yeah, I believe so.
11, yes. So 8 of those being adopted. And so it was a great story to tell and really enjoyed doing it. And so, but I think, you know, it was great for them is to continue to tell stories. And we talked with Trisha Reif in several episodes past about her work with the Wesleyan Church, and that, you know, they were always striving just to create engagement and to continue to tell stories. And so no matter pandemic or not, no matter what's happening in the world, those kinds of videos are really powerful in helping organizations. And this goes for businesses too. This isn't just a nonprofit. This isn't just a church thing, but to show the work and what you're doing is making an impact, to create engagement and make people feel, you know, good about what they're giving to or participating in.
Yep, absolutely. And that's something that we would absolutely recommend for every single client that we work with to do. And so going into 2021, identify those stories, get those stories out there, whether it's through video or otherwise.
Yeah. So I think kind of wrapping this up, you know, as you're looking ahead, like taking some of these ideas of what we've done this year are going to be great going into 2021. So, you know, I think one of the things that we talked about very first is like strategy, thinking about how do I want to use video? Like, should we be using video? How do we want to use it instead? And thinking less about just a one-off, but more about how can I use this throughout the year to create lasting engagement through some of that stuff? And so, you know, some of those videos might be just straight informational, like we talked about with one organization that was kind of doing a recruitment of sorts, making information and giving an idea of it. And then, you know, how do you, maybe we need to use live stream for something. You know, if it may be just online Q&As through some of this stuff, it might be an event that you're doing that's live streaming, but realizing that we have technology in our pockets that allow us to reach everywhere all at once, that we don't have to be confined by geography. We don't have to be confined by zip code. As long as you got a phone and you got a Wi-Fi connection or LTE or Verizon or your cell phone connection, you can be engaging with someone across the country and across the world. So realizing the potential that you have with live streaming. And then, you know, thinking again, and we talked about awards and donor engagement and the story videos, is realizing that video has a way to, again, reach through the internet to help people make some emotional connections. That's really, I think, the important thing that I want to kind of drive home here, is that digital emotional connection is going to be really important. I think it's hard, and it's not the same as in person. It's not. There's no way we can do it. But you, having your organization create emotional moments, emotional pieces that can connect digitally through video is going to be, I think, really important as we go forward. Even as it's important, even when we're meeting face to face, and even more so now as we're trying to figure out economically, how do we work? How do our businesses work? How do we keep customers? How do we keep donors? Using video to create emotional connections.
Absolutely. And I think as video is becoming even more and more of a norm for communications, I guess our encouragement would just be sit down, think, brainstorm about where video fits in with your strategies for the year. Dream big. If you could have video in every aspect you wanted, what would that look like? And then kind of prioritize and parse it down from there if you need to in terms of budget. But it's definitely a medium that I think has been super, super, super helpful during this past year and is going to continue as we go forward.
Yeah. And just a closing thought here is, even if everything gets back to normal super fast, or when everything does get back to normal, these are still going to be important things to be thinking about, that this isn't just a spigot you turn on, let this, you know, this marketing video engagement happen now while we can't be together. But as soon as we're together, throw the rest of it to the birds. No, it's, our culture is changing. The world is changing. The pandemic is forcing it faster than other things, but realizing that online digital engagement, digital marketing, digital recruitment is going to be a very normal part of our world for the foreseeable future. So,
yep. I'm excited as we go forward to see what kind of potential things have using all these strategies that we've used, plus all of our live stuff when that comes back, and just put everything together and see, you know, how far can you go with all of it?
Yeah. And I think the organizations that are using this stuff now are going to be the ones that come out stronger on the outside of this. And if you're not, I think it's going to be a harder road going forward. So it's all good stuff. 2021 is going to be good. We're going to be rolling out. We're going to be good stuff. Vaccine. One of these days we're all going to be back in a restaurant, laughing it up, no masks on. Whew. We're going to be with like 4 feet of another person.
Crazy.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next year.
That's right. Happy 2021.
All right. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you'd like to find show notes and links, visit us at 2355productions.com. Please don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform to continue to get episodes delivered to you as soon as they are released. We will be back in a couple of weeks. So until then, enjoy the end of 2020, and we will see you in 2021. Take care.